This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So helping us discuss this topic, namhlanje, it's the one and only Nomonde Nzuzo. She is a social worker, so siyazi ukuthi uyazi kakhulu about ama topic akanjena. So Nomonde Nzuzo, welcome to Ihlanganani Midday Show.
Hello, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ngiyaphila singezwa kuwe.
Ngi-right. Akave nje unomoya phansi, yazi uvede nje ukuthi yabo ukuthi xosololo.
Yebo.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Kulezi imvula ekhona, Nkosi yami.
Sorry, ma.
Ngithi, are you good? Kule makhaza akhona nje.
Lalela, I'm warm. I'm inside. You're right.
Warmth.
Yes.
Today we're discussing the effects of growing up in a dysfunctional family. So ngiyazi ukuthi iningi lethu mhlambe lingabuye lidide ukuthi what is a dysfunctional family? Mhlambe njengami nje ukuthi I had to also just like make sure I understand as well, you know, because but you have to have like a deep understanding. So can you briefly just explain to us?
I think you are cutting off somehow, Lusanda. I'm not sure if.
Ngiyazwakala manje.
Yes, better now. Can you please repeat the question?
All right. So I know that a lot of people might know ukuthi umndeni olo dysfunctional okanjani, but sibona ngani ukuthi lo mndeni u dysfunctional? Mungasichazela nje kafushane ukuthi what is a dysfunctional family?
Mhm. Okay, first of all, G, the word dysfunctional is an opposite of functional. So if it dysfunctional means something is working well in that place. So most people buy a kitega if beti a dysfunctional family it's way abazali bengashadile umuntu ekhulela kumalume no auntie nanani. Yeah, but because umuntu yaba with dysfunctional family but izalele emshadweni, do you understand?
Yes.
So if I can just explain a dysfunctional family, ngathi it's relationship between family like members has to be tense and can be filled with negligence, yelling, screaming. You might feel forced to happily accept negative treatment. Like there is no open space where someone can just express how they think, their feelings, their thought freely. So there is a dysfunctional family example or definition I can give.
All right. So umuntu okhule mhlambe abuseka, abandoned, because uyaba abandoned ngisho ku family, you know. Izona izinto engicoshayo mesikhuluma nawe nje every Tuesday ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi ube abandoned and ube neglected. Even kukhona abazali beshadile beba u2 endlini nina yonke into endlini, but because they don't have time for you, you do feel that loneliness ukuthi no anginakiwe la. So I think
ngifunda namhlanje angikuzwa kahle,
ngiyakhathaza
ukukhulumela kude.
How do I sound now?
Like when you ask me, you sound better.
Okay.
How do I sound?
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So mengisasho ukuthi experience abuse nayo, it goes under ukuthi it affects ezinye ingqinamba or ezinye izinto ezikhoza ukuthi ifamily be dysfunctional, and also nokuba abandoned, because we discussed even few weeks back ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi ube kumndeni onothile nje kube right ekhaya, have both parents bashadile, but you do feel the loneliness and also witnessing a fights kanjena. Now inkinga iqala kakhulu umuntu masesekhulile. Yes, while umuntu esakhula uya observe yonke into eyenzeka la around.
Yes.
And iyam affect nje la thizeni. Iyam affect. But manje masesekhulile mase kuyaqala kubonakala ukuthi no, lo muntu does have inkinga, but manje umsuka wendaba ikuphi, and most people are not open ukuthi gakhula kanje mina.
Yes, ngihlukumezeka kanje kwenze ukuthi
yayibo lonto leyo. So now usukhulile kuyakwazi ukuthi catch up nawe yonke into okubuye all the flashbacks izinto zazenzeka the time usakhula.
Yes, a big yes. Yes, like most of the people who are in prison are because they are from dysfunctional families. Yeah. Abantu abaningi who abahlukumezayo nabo right now, if ulandela kahle isitori sakhe wahlukumezeka naye, it's just that you hear lezo zinto if esehlukumeza or eseyileyo character naye ayibuka kuma wakhe or kubaba wakhe.
Oh yes,
you know.
Thola ukuthi mhlambe yena he grew up ebona ubaba wakhe shawo mama wakhe, then sekuzoba nakena kuloyo ukuthi umuntu, because omunye umuntu esifazane will ask ukuthi Spanbani, why are you abusing me? Gangak, I just say right in Jay, you know, and all of a sudden.
You know, in the dysfunctional families, what they experience is illiterate or no empathy at all. Like abazali bakhona abanazwelo ba understand. For an example, into encane nje nginomkhuhlane ma, I'm just 7 years old, I have flu, uma wakhona akekho akanendaba, sometimes une anger nobaba walengane. So leyo ngane izokhula yazi ukuthi vele yona inakwa. And then when they grow up, ama partners abo, they feel the same thing ababeyizwa bona, bona sebeyikhiphela ko partner or to friends or to anyone esikubephila nabo ngaleso sikhathi. You know, they experience a lack of communication to this dysfunctional family. There is no communication. It's an indirect communication. There's lack of communication. So if indirectly we are communicating, maybe mayazi. Njengoba eshiye le mali la mhlasimpe eyami eyelantsha akangitshelanga ukuthi ngilantsha kanti yesinqo uma ngibuya lapho sengisathile mina ngihamba ngayo ngilantsha kanti yesinqo seyangishaya, but it's just because there was a lack of communication lapho, you understand. The substance abuse, the things they face, ubaba uyaphuza kakhulu, utshwala buyashaya umama every time. So yonke lento yenzeka phambi kwami as a man, as a guy. You know, when I was working in prison, I had to ask this guy, why? Because you've been coming to prison, why wasn't they older? Why are you abusing women? And then he said to me, every time when I see a woman, I see an object.
Yo.
You know, mina ngazi into for the shonish, we are part, I look on a fund my programs, I like high. So it's something that we had to remove from his mind, the way he thinks. We had to transform all that. Like you say, keep like it's a rehab. This is not how we act, because that's the way of living for him. You know.
Yeah.
And excessive criticism every time. That's why we have people, even the colleagues and servants, in every time we are told, it's the way they grew up. There's nothing end like bona, because I can't end like bona. Do you understand? So yes, it's that.
I was about to ask Kuguti, how do you now deal with that at a later stage in life? Usukhulile, because it happens usamncane ukhula, and then the more ukhula nayo lento, but then awubatshela futhi abantu. That's the thing I've noticed ukuthi people that grew up in dysfunctional families, they don't talk about it ukuthi ngakhula kanje mina. Ubona ngezenzo ukuthi engazuthi khona inkinga kanje, but nakhona futhi you scared to approach or to ask umuntu ukuthi sibanibani, are you okay, because it's going to be like you are attacking them, and uzovuka lento le futhi ekubona ukuthi oh lo naye unenkinga nami, yabo. How do you deal with this guy usumdala?
Okay, well, like one of the things I always say, define your own person. You are your own person. You can't define yourself ngokuthi kwenzekeni kuwena how you grew up. Better define who you want to be from now till your seventh generation. You don't have the victim mentality. These people have a victim mentality. We victim, and you can't grow, you can't change, you can't succeed. Like, you can't do anything because you have the victim mentality. And also, please see a professional. Have a family therapy.
You know, while you were speaking about being a victim, there is someone I know, last year. Ngishongabe uzowenza nje into errong. Uzomazisa futhi in a polite way to know, sibanibani, I think lana besingenza kanje okungcono. Because ukhulume kabi, rather ukuthi urephrase ke kunokuthi ukubeka ukuthi ba kabuhlungwana, because you say that's unprovoked. Akekho umuntu okhulume kabi kwena, but now uzuyibhadlaza kanje indaba, you know. Or umuntu overdone nje athathele izinto phezulu. And when you just try it, sibanibani, do this, no, they are never wrong. Kunalokho usay victims what you know. vele kunje vele nje vele, you know. So
yeah,
it happens. Mase also, okay, I want to know ukuthi kuyenzeka umuntu okhule ku dysfunctional family aphenduke abe narcissist, kuyaphe kuyenzeka into kanjalo, because mengibuka ama actions kuhamba hamba kugcine ngathi khona kuhlangana khona mhlambe
like ukuthi abe yini in narcissist.
Yes,
very. Kuyenzeka, because now, for an example, ukhulele embeleni, you know, right, there's dad, there's mom, and there's you as a child or siblings. Most of the time, ubaba was a narcissist himself, because a narcissist, we just took a right at the outer side or the appearance. Yeah. So every time, if a actor, for an example, your dad ube emotional abuser or ube provider ekhaya, and mom was not working and he was the one who was servant. So every time uzomkhomba mama athi wena yenze ukuthi, well, you can't do anything ngaphandle kwami, like uzomtshela amazwi azomenza ukuthi ingqondo iguquke, because it's not the abuse is not only physical, which we are shower noma it's sexual abuse, even the way it's emotional, because they change the way you think about yourself. So leyo nto uyayibuka as umfana, uyayibuka bese uthi yazini ubaba isikhokho. Mina when I go up and have a woman, this is what I'm gonna do. And they work so hard empilweni. They work. In most cases they are leaders, they are CEOs,
yes.
They are managers, because ufuna ukwenza lento, like it makes him feel good. It's like ukudla kuyena, that's how they survive every day. To be
an assistant. Yeah. Hey, I want to, Nanship, it's a very deep topic, because I remember a friend of mine last year even told me, Guti, upadna wa kwa last year, wago wa tigiena, uisli mawin, esho gen. They were arguing. And then what he puti, I won't, because Usisi was giving the guy some advices with business, you know, because they were together and this. And then the put was like, Usisi mawen, and what he, and I won't let you give me ideas for my business, ngombe business namlizo. Yeah, kaba nguti lendi puma from a very small argument they were having.
Like, he was not provoked by anything. It's who he is.
Exactly. Now, the funny part is, the time he's apologizing, he has what in. What to put it, and I'm sorry. Nguguti ngite uislima. Kunguti nawe. Where no one's nguguti ngite. I was like, no ways. There's no such thing.
I'm a narcissist. One, they are very good in apologizing. Always been. When they apologize, when on a call, you were the one over wrong. I gotta be wrong. You say the righty, tell them point the righty, put you on the wrong. So it's always the case.
I was telling my friend who Taibo, is that an apology? What? Yes. He apologized like that. What? I was the cause. Oguti ashola makama lao. I mean, if you are mad at him, do you ever say things like that to him? What you know? I mean, how? Kanjani ke ponag?
Wow.
It's just a mess.
In that sense, if you're like a gentai, then he wants you to move as they move. That's how they are trained by the nature. I'm training you, but they are trained by the experiences they had when they were growing
up. Ish. So, umuntu ke oyibona, because abanye thola ukuthi when they are alone, they actually realize ukuthi, ish, I do have this problem. When you say, what can they do to heal themselves, or to just, ngazi ngachaza kanjani, kodwa nje ukuthi bephume lapho, bezama ukuphuma lapho.
Sorry, mama.
Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi ngingakubuza ekuqaleni, and ngizaphinde futhi ngiyakubuza njengamanje ukuthi, if umuntu mhlampe realize ukuthi, okay, I do have lenkinga lena, I always want to play victim mikanjena, and mhlampe kungenzeka ukuthi it's the way I grew up, what can he do now? Ngazamanje ngisay shintshe and become a better person.
First of all, you have to acknowledge ukuthi unayo inkinga. Trust me, if you acknowledge, you can change. You can have usizo. Like, you can get usizo. And njengoba ngingasho ngithi mina, it's only you who can undo your family history. There's no one. And you start from now and till your seventh generation. And you see someone, oh, profession. And you you chat to people that you trust and you change. And now you've acknowledged what
your business is.
Then work on changing the behavior and how you think.
Mm.
It's just like that.
Hey, all right. I just love having such topics. But now my police cut is as got a valley. Just no more. Thank you.
Yes.
Before you see Vale, please drop your social media handles.
Okay, on my WhatsApp, on 0206481 7 1. And then connect TikTok, Unomonde Umanzuza. And next Facebook, Unomonde Umanzuza.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.